Addressing the council in Geneva, the Commission of Inquiry on Burundi said that the 2015 government crisis remained unresolved, a reference to President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision then to stand for a third term in office. Chair of the panel, Dudu Dien, appealed for the council to observe the upcoming elections with the greatest vigilance, warning that they could have a major impact on human rights in coming months.
Nous attirons l'attention du Conseil sur le fait que la préparation et la tenue des élections de 2020.
Respect for human rights and fundamental freedoms, as well as the existence of a rule of law state and political pluralism, are essential for the organization of elections that are to be truly democratic, free, and credible in 2020. The upcoming electoral campaign must be open for independent media, and it must unfold in a free and peaceful climate where candidates and voters do not fear that they may become victims of violence, intimidation, or reprisals.
According to the Commission, some 3.6 million people in Burundi, one-third of the population, require humanitarian assistance, and more than one in two children are malnourished. The panel's rights experts also noted that despite widespread poverty, many households are forced to contribute to the 2020 election fund, or else be denied access to healthcare or school. Speaking as the concerned country, Burundi's representative dismissed the Commission's findings as untruthful and defamatory, as well as its apocalyptic view of the 2020 elections. Daniel Johnson, UN News.